जमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी गोपी जन वल्लभ गिरीवर धारी यशोदनंदन व्रज जन रंजन जमुना तीरावनचारी जय राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जयो राधा माधव कुंज विहारी जय श्री कृष्ण चेतना प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्णा 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 हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा कृष्णा हरे हरे राम 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 हरे हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे राम 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 हरे हरे Jayom Vishnupad Paramham Saparivrajakacharya Shtotra Shad Srimad His Divine Grace Srila Abhay Charanaravinda Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada Ki Jayom Vishnupad Paramham Saparivrajakacharya Shtotra Shad Srimad His Divine Grace Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Srila Prabhupada Ki ISKCON BBT Founder Acharya Srila Prabhupada Ki नामाचार्य श्रील हरिदास ठाकुर की प्रेम से कहिए श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवास आदि गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री श्री राधा कृष्ण गोप गोपीनाथ श्याम कुंड राधा कुंड श्री गिरिराज गोवर्धन की वृंदावन मथुरा धाम की नवदीप मायापुर धाम की श्री पुरुषोत्तम क्षेत्र श्री जगन्नाथपुरी धाम की गंगा मैया जमुना मैया की भक्ति देवी तुलसी महारानी की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की समवेत गौर भक्त वृंद की श्री गुरु और गौरांग की। सो आई सीक द ब्लेसिंग्स ऑफ ऑल असेंबल्ड डिवोटीज एंड ऑल द वैष्णवास दैट आई विल बी एबल टू स्पीक समथिंग वर्थवाइल for the pleasure of all devotees and for my own purification. We are reading today from 11th canto chapter 31 entitled The Disappearance of Lord Shri Krishna, verse number 10. Brahma Rudradayaste tu दृष्ट्वा योगगतिं हरे विस्मितास्तां प्रशंसन्त स्वं संलोकं ययुस्तदा ब्रह्म रुद्रादयस्ते तु दृष्ट्वा योगगतिं हरे विस्मितास्तां प्रशंसन्त स्वं स्वं लोकं ययुस्तदा ब्रह्म रुद्रादयस्ते तु दृष्ट्वा योगगतिं हरे विस्मितास्तां प्रशंसन्त स्वं स्वं लोकं ययुस्तदा। ब्रह्मरुद्रादयस्ते तु दृष्ट्वा योगगतिं हरे विस्मितास्तां प्रशंसन्त त्वं स्वं लोकं ययुस्तदा। यस्ते तु दृष्ट्वा योगगतिं हरे त्वं स्वं प्रशंसन्त स्वं स्वं लोकं ययुस्तदा। ब्रह्मरुद्रादयस्ते तु दृष्ट्वा योगगतिं हरे तां प्रशंसन्त लोकं ययुस्तदा। ब्रह्मरुद्रादयस्ते तु दृष्ट्वा योगगतिं हरे विस्मितास्तां प्रशंसन्त स्वं स्वं लोकं ययुस्तदा। ब्रह्मरुद्रादयः ब्रह्म रुद्र एंड अदर्स ते दे तु बट दृष्ट्वा Seeing Yoga Gatim, the mystic power, हरे ऑफ लॉर्ड कृष्णा विस्मिता एस्टोनिश्ड ताम दैट पावर प्रशंसंतः ग्लोरिफाइंग स्वम स्वम ईच टू हिज ओन लोकम वर्ल्ड ययु वेंट तदा देन. Translation and purport by the humble disciples of Srila Prabhupada. A few of the demigods, however, notably Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, could ascertain how the Lord's mystic power was working, and thus they became astonished. All the demigods praised the Lord's mystic power and then returned to their own planets. Purport. Although the demigods are virtually omniscient within this universe, they could not understand the movements of Lord Krishna's mystic potency. Thus they were astonished. Om Ajnanati Mirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya चक्षुरुन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरवे नमः. श्री चैतन्य मनोभिष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूप कदा मह्यं ददाति स्वपदांतिकं. वंदेहं श्री गुरो श्रीयुता पदकमलं श्रीगुरून् वैष्णवांश्च श्री रूपं सागरजातां सहगणा रघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजना सहितं कृष्ण चैतन्यदेवं श्री राधा कृष्णपादान् सहगणा ललिता श्री विशाखान्वितांश्च. नमो ओम विष्णुपादाय कृष्णप्रेष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदांत स्वामीनिति नामिने. नमस्ते सारस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्य देशतारिणे. हे कृष्णा करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधो जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते. तप्त कांचना गौरांगी श्रीराधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणमामि हरिप्रिये. जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर श्रीवासादि गौर भक्तवृंद. हरे कृष्णा 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे हरे. सो आई वेलकम ऑल ऑफ योर डिवोटीज. I was thinking about one pastime of Srila Prabhupada in which Srila Prabhupada was asked a loaded question by some atheist that can God make a rock that he cannot lift? So if whatever answer Prabhupada would give, it will like give a ability that either the Lord cannot make or then the Lord cannot lift. So both ways, whether the answer, Prabhupada says yes or no, you know, like it was a loaded question. So what Prabhupada said is, yes, the Lord can make a rock that he cannot lift, and then he'll lift it. So so Prabhupada had to tackle with different types of people. Many people used to ask challenging questions, and Prabhupada used to deal with different types of challenges in different ways. So right, I was just thinking that I have not heard like anyone asking Prabhupada a question like, can God die or something. Either the A communist or the atheist will demand, I mean, speak in public on the microphone that God is dead. And even in the Vedic times, Hiranyakashipu said that he is searching for Vishnu and he will, you know, kill Vishnu. So this is a disease of the people of this world, that they want to become God or they want to take the position of God. And some go to the extent that if there is God, then they are ready to fight with him and kill. But the modern day atheists, they are not so like strong as Hiranyakashipu or Hiranyaksha, who, you know, even if they see the prowess of the Lord in front, still they, you know, want to fight. For them, just the laws of this world are sufficient. So, like I was thinking that in this last chapter of Uddhav, I mean 11th canto, actually the Lord is showing the pastime of apparently dying. Like how, you know, the Lord is displaying his illusory potency of how he is winding up his pastime and leaving this world. And actually the Lord leaves illusory form of his own to kind of bewilder the rest of the world. And like that is very surprising. Many times people, you know, ask us question, what is the, you know, use of taking to spiritual life if anyway you have to die? Everyone is dying, whether you are Krishna's devotee or whether you are a non-devotee, he has to die. So what is the point? But here Krishna is himself showing that he is showing that the laws of this world is like this, that you have to leave, you have to be detached from this world and you have to come to the real world. So this is the pastime in which Krishna is actually, you know, showing that, you know, how he is leaving this world. And it is very ghastly for devotees to hear. No one relishes it. But still, it is said that the acharyas, the Lord himself and the acharyas, we celebrate both the appearance and disappearance days. They are both equally potent. Although the mood may be different, the appearance day celebration is filled with joy and lot of the mood is that of joy, and the disappearance day is filled with separation from the Lord and his and the acharyas. But nevertheless, the connection, like these are the days when the devotees can connect with the Lord even more fervently. So these verses Shukdev Goswami are speaking, they are like a soothing balm for the speaker himself and for Parikshit Maharaj. In the sense, Parikshit Maharaj, after hearing the ghastly, you know, apparent end of Yadu dynasty, Parikshit Maharaj is actually depressed. Shukdev Goswami can see the facial expressions. This is the insight given by the acharyas. So in order to encourage his disciple and through him the rest of the world, that this is all, these are the verses that describe who is Krishna, what is the prowess of Krishna. So in this particular verse, the prowess is being highlighted in the purport as, although the demigods are virtually omniscient within this universe, they could not understand the movements of Lord's mystic potency. So for this world, the Lord performed that ghastly warfare, but the demigods, they know, like you know, they know the movements, you know, where which demigod will go where. But they couldn't trace the movement of the Lord himself, where actually he went. And then they were astonished that although they know the science of, you know, what, as Prem Gaurang Prabhu was explaining yesterday, but they couldn't understand where exactly the Lord disappeared. So I was thinking that even in this verse it is said that Brahma and Rudra, except for few demigods, notably Brahma and Shiva, few demigods could ascertain how the Lord's mystic power was working, and thus they became astonished. We can, remember in the starting of the 10th canto, when the whole earth was in turmoil, that the demons had taken charge of the earth. So the demigods were praying that, to relieve of the distress caused by the demons. So they came to Brahma, and then Brahma said, okay, we'll go to the shore of the milk ocean. And there, Brahma along with the demigods, Brahma came along with the demigods to kind of show, not one person, so many people wants your attention. So that's the power of praying together. So when together many devotees coming are praying, then the Lord responds, there is a possibility of Lord responding quickly. That's why, there is that popular English saying, a family that prays together stays together. So that's why Prabhupada had instituted this morning program and evening program, in which devotees can come together and praise the Lord, speak about the Lord, hear about the Lord, so that in that resonance, that attracts the Lord's mercy potency. So here, Brahma, I was thinking, when Brahma came to the milk ocean, Brahmaji, he could hear the Lord. He could not get the darshan of the Lord. So the darshan of the Lord is something that is awarded by the Lord. It is not like anyone can go and, take darshan. So even Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, the darshan is awarded when the Lord, feels like he has to give darshan. So, to especially stress this point, because in the previous age, Dwapar Yuga, all the demigods and they were, the humans, the Martyas, they get darshan of the devatas easily by performing some yajna in a proper way. So the demigods used to come and accept the offerings, and then they used to offer the benedictions and leave. So this was common factor in Dwapar Yuga. So Yudhishthir Maharaj, he wanted to establish the supremacy of Krishna as a supreme personality of Godhead. He's there in the planet. He's performing pastimes. So to establish Krishna's supremacy, he performed the Rajasuya Yajna. And there, Brahmaji, the four-headed Brahma, and Lord Shiva, everyone was there. But in front of all of them, Yudhishthir Maharaj gave that Agra Puja Sthan, the first worship sthan. Many superiors were there. Bhishma was there, Dronacharya himself was there, and of course Brahma, Shiva, Narada Muni, all these personalities were there. But again, to establish this fact that Krishna is the Supreme Lord, Yudhishthir Maharaj performed this yajna, and he gave that Agra Puja to Lord Krishna. And similarly, in Krishna's Dashamaskand pastime, there are instances where Shiva had to, Shiva had given his word to his devotees that he will side him. So then Shiva had to fight war with Krishna, and Krishna easily defeated Lord Shiva. There were two instances. One was the king of Kashi, and one was Banasur. So again, there is an instance given by the acharyas where, the four-headed Brahma, he comes to in Dwarka, he comes to meet Krishna. So the gatekeeper, he stops, because every day there is a lot of traffic of, devatas is coming. So it's not that they have free entry. When Brahma came to the entrance, so he was stopped by the gatekeeper. Then he said that he wants to meet Krishna. So tell him that Brahma has come. So when the gatekeeper went inside, and Krishna kind of asked him that which Brahma, ask him which Brahma. So then the gatekeeper came and told this to Brahma, Brahmadev. And then Brahmadev said, he was astonished, because he felt he was a unique person in the whole universe. there is no other Brahma. Just then Brahmaji said, tell that the four-headed Brahma, the father of the four Kumaras, have come. Those four Kumaras were famous. They were, they had appeared in the starting, when the universe, in the starting time of the universe. So then later on, Brahmaji was given entry. So before, you know, like, if this question was there in Brahmaji's mind that he should ask Krishna, why you are specifically asking me? Don't you know that I am the only Brahma in the whole universe? But then, by the time Krishna had already invoked all the Brahmas of all the universes, and then Brahmadev, he could see, you know, many, many other Brahmas. Some Brahma had 8 heads, some had 108 heads, some 128 heads, and some had lakhs and millions of heads. So, and then all of them, they, simultaneously, offered obeisances to Krishna, and that clanging of their helmets, made a tumultuous sound, which our four-headed Brahma of this universe could hear. None of the Brahmas could, everyone, all the Brahmas, they felt as if they were the only one person. So Krishna asked them, is the affairs of the universe going on fine? So all the Brahmas answered, yes, everything by your mercy is going on fine. And then Krishna said, okay, you can leave. And then they all left. And then this four-headed Brahma could understand, his own insignificant position, that whatever he is thinking, that he is a creator or the engineer of this entire Brahmand, but this Brahmand is very small. So even the Brahma Vimohan Leela, where previously Brahma tried to see the prowess of Krishna, whether what will Krishna do if I take away the cows. Krishna has so many lakhs of calves. I mean, Brahmaji was astonished in the Vrindavan. As Krishna, as a small child, he had just killed Aghasur, and all the demigods were very happy, and they were performing lot of kettle drums. They were beating and they were dancing and they were showering flowers, and there was a lot of joy in the heavenly celestial world. So Brahmaji came to know. So when Brahmaji came to know, he just came to see to watch it pratyaksha. Like, who is this who has killed Aghasur? Because Brahmaji has the news of the world, how this demon is creating a havoc, and the demigods come. And then when Brahmaji came, what he saw is actually, this is again the Tika of the Acharyas, that he saw Krishna sitting in the center of all the gopas were having their lunch food in Vrindavan, in the banks of Yamuna. And then each of them were offering their they were tasting something, and just like Shabari was giving Juta Bear to Lord Ram, similarly these innocent boys, they were eating and they were saying it is very nice to taste, and they were offering. So Brahmaji felt surprised that how can this be the Lord, because I am offering so many bhoga to the Lord in my planet here in Brahmaloka. I follow so many vidhi vidhan. So is it true that the demigods are saying that this is Krishna and he has killed Aghasur? So just out of his inquisitiveness, not like direct, just to see what the Lord will do, because Brahmaji felt he is, just like here the sloka says, that the demigods were omniscient within this, they are virtually omniscient within this universe. They know every, Brahmaji is the engineer of the universe, so he knows which planetary system, what is there, and kahan se kya gayab karna hai, to kya kahan pe rakhna hai, and no one will come to know. So he similarly took the calves and And then Krishna, the gopas were worried, so Krishna said, okay, I will go and search it. In the sense like, Krishna could understand the person behind the scene who is doing all this thing. So, in order for Brahma to do the further mischief, he went away from that place. And then he allowed Brahma to kind of take his own friends. So again, here also like the entire Brahma Vimohan Leela, in the sense Brahmaji takes the gopas and the calves, and then after 1 year of earthly time, he comes back to see what has happened. And he sees that everything is like nothing happened, as if like all the people whom he stole were actually there. The cowherd boys were there, the calves were there. So he got bewildered and so in this pastime again, it is said like even Balramji came to know after a long time that, actually all these calves and the cowherd boys, they are all Krishna only. Krishna only had expanded as calves and cowherd boys. So if Krishna wishes, Krishna can even hide himself from his own, expansion. It is said that when Krishna comes as Panchatattva, Krishna came as five. Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhar Srivasadi Gaur Bhatva. But all these acharyas, Advaita Acharya, they are fully in the mood of that pastime, and they are not aware that that Lord Chaitanya is Swayam Bhagavan Krishna. They are just attracted. Once there is a pastime in which Vishwarup, he is the elder brother of Lord Chaitanya, he is in the circle of the devotees with Advaita Acharya Ishwar Puri, and a little Nimai dressed in the four directions. He came there and he pulled the dhoti of Vishwarup and said that, come now, it's time for lunch, mother is calling. So all of these great acharyas, expansions of the Lord, direct plenary portions of the Lord, but the Lord can actually to facilitate that pastime, kind of hide himself from them also. So what to speak of devatas that is mentioned in this verse. So what Krishna is the Jagat Guru, he is teaching this entire universe a lesson. So what exactly is Krishna doing right now? And in this series of verses, I was just thinking the acharyas, they again give a comment that Krishna's glance is like the glance of a lion. Simhavalokanam. So when he is leaving this world, he wants to see is any prey remaining. And if there is any prey remaining, then he wants to catch that prey also and make that prey his devotee. So that is a lion's glance. So that is because he has his Lord is compassionate. He is compassionate of the envious atheist, even the person who wants to kill him. So to facilitate that, he is doing all this pastime. With one stone throw, the Lord facilitates many activities. So this is one of them. Is that Lord, towards the end of his pastime, is speaking to his dear devotee Uddhav, and by hearing this conversation, by studying this conversation, so many people who have some kind of even little bit of appreciation that let me understand what, or let me see what Krishna wants to say. He's a jnani type person, or anyone who is in some way have some touch of Vedas. So most of them will be 99% of them will be impersonalists and other different categories of yogis. So all these gamut of people, they they have heard in some corner, yes, they know, like that shloka is there, where Krishna is accepted as Jagadguru. Vasudeva Sutam Vande Kamsa Chanura Mardanam Devaki Paramanandam Krishnam Vande Jagadguru. So they know Krishna is a great personality, so when they kind of study this, or they even go through this last pastime, so they are hearing Krishna speaking Gita, the knowledge to Uddhava, where Krishna is kind of very accommodative, and he begins with, you know, like almost in the starting he speaks about 24 gurus, the pastime of the Avadhut Brahman, where he says that, you know, like it's not, he is accommodative in the sense, he says that, you know, it's not like you have to be a pure devotee to be connected with me. So to begin with, even if you have common sense, you can learn from the things when you observe this world. So like that he is beginning Uddhava Gita, and then he is intertwining, the Lord is intertwining Kevala Bhakti, that is pure devotional service, the process, with like in intermittently with Jnana and other paths of yoga. So when the Jnani reads those type of shlokas, these shlokas kind of attract the Jnani's attention, for example, and then suddenly there is a stress given by Lord about, you know, pure devotion. What he actually, what is the easiest and most powerful way? That way the Lord intermittently gives that type of a dose in between. So that I feel is like, you know, Simhavalokanam. Wherever, whoever catches a glance of the Lord, that whoever heart hits with these words of the Lord, you know, that Jnani will be attracted by that Jnani shloka, and then he'll read, and then suddenly he'll get some emotional attachment with the Lord, and then he'll read a word about pure devotional service, and then it connects to him. So that is the glance of the Lord, Simhavalokanam, and there he is caught by the Lord, and he kind of, that's his path to becoming a devotee. So similarly, all the, ultimately the acharyas are also repeating the same Simhavalokanam of the Lord through their own pastime, their own activities, and their own instructions. The pastime of Bhakti Tirtha Maharaj leaving his body, he actually wrote a last book, Beggar 4, which is entitled Die Before Dying. So the death of the false ego. All of us in this material world, we are, you know, we are in our own circle, our own, where we have I as a center. There is that drama was performed in a few years ago, you know, by drama portraying Kanak Das, the Leela of Kanak Das, that if I will go, then I can go. If the center will be not I, instead the center will be Krishna. That happens if a person is, you know, affected by the glance of the Lord. If we allow ourselves to be, you know, glanced upon by the Lord, and to like be hit by the sound vibrations of the Lord, then we are to benefit, and the Lord wants to benefit us. So Krishna is actually, he is very merciful, but at the same time, and it's very easy to please him, but at the same time it is very difficult to please him. Because why it is difficult is because our conditioning is 180 degrees opposite of the thing that Krishna is, you know, like demanding. Our conditioning is like, invariably in all cases, although we may say that I surrender to my guru, or I surrender to this Vaishnava, or I surrender to you, my Lord, and we offer flat obeisances also. In fact, in that previous chapter of Bhakti Yoga, there is the Lord speaking that, you know, you offer prostrated obeisances even to dog and animals. Why this is done is because, even though theoretically a person knows that, yeah, the Paramatma is there in everyone's heart, but it doesn't sink in. So for it to sink in, the Lord is saying you physically do it, and then the Acharya is saying that physically doing may not be possible, at least in the mind you should do like that. So so then why is like, then how we can please Krishna? What is the thing that Krishna is actually demanding, that we can again hear from Krishna's devotees, what Krishna is demanding? In fact, Krishna himself also, as Lord Chaitanya, when he comes, he shows that he surrenders himself to his own devotee. When Lord Chaitanya came, he enacted the pastime. In the starting few years, he was like a great Pandit scholar. But he wanted to show how we should have, we should experience a transformation in our in our own life by when we get that glance of a pure devotee. So how to catch that glance? So when Lord Chaitanya, he was glanced upon by Ishwarpuri, and when himself Lord Chaitanya also saw Ishwarpuri, so that you know, that caused a kind of transformation in his heart. And Lord Chaitanya exhibited that when we are glad, when we get the mercy of a great soul, then we just, you know, carefully keep that glance in our heart and we continue to fan it so that it will not be, you know, like destroyed by the course of time factor of the material world. So Lord himself experienced a transformation in his life by actually the greatest scholar on the planet. He started menially serving all the devotees by, so the Lord is showing by his example how, you know, like the way to achieve him is to actually bathe. That shloka is there, many shlokas are there. The way to please the Lord is to bathe in the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord. So again, to bathe in the dust of the lotus feet of the Lord doesn't obviously mean to scratch the bottom of the feet and put it on the head. It means to follow the instructions of that person who is very dear to the Lord. So there is a pastime in which, like, you know, the Prabhupada had got a few of his disciples to India, and then they were thinking, they were going in car, and they were thinking, now we'll get to hear some intimate Radha Krishna pastime in Vrindavan. So then suddenly Prabhupada peeps outside the windows and gestures at them and spoke something. So then these devotees, they couldn't understand what, they thought, what, some Vrindavan pastime you are going to say, we didn't hear, please tell. So then Prabhupada said, cement. No, cement. So all these devotees, they had a kind of reversal in their the behavior of Prabhupada was kind of reversed to their expectations. So like, instead of, you know, spending a lot of time being absorbed in chanting and hearing, these devotees were in given, you know, very heavy tasks of construction and you know, acquiring land, protecting against goons and so many things. So how to please the Lord is actually something that, you know, like we have to understand what is the mood of the spiritual master and actually always be in that frequency. Once in Vrindavan, one of his disciples was always, Prabhupada noticed that he is always coming and offering obeisances to him. And then he recites some shloka glorifying Prabhupada or devotional service. And after few such instances, then Prabhupada said, you go and do something practical like that. So at different times, of course, there is the other way also, where people, where there are, Prabhupada could see through the heart of the devotee. So when a devotee becomes like kind of proud and impudent, and sometimes he feels that he is better off and he doesn't offer obeisances. So Prabhupada also, there is a pastime in which the obeisances was not offered, and Prabhupada said that the fall has begun. So what is to be done and what is not to be done is something very, we have to be always on watch in our own attitude that is there in our heart. So Prabhupada has explained in the purport to this shloka in the 7th canto, where this is the chapter entitled Supreme Lord is Equal to Everyone. So what is it that the Acharya is giving in very, this purport is very nice, so I would read this. Yad Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam Yenamam Upayantite. So this is Gita Shloka. So a teacher instructs the student. If the student is capable of taking more and more instructions, otherwise, in spite of being instructed by the teacher, the student cannot make strides in his understanding. This has nothing to do with the partiality, because this chapter is entitled as you know, the Lord is, whether the Lord is partial or not. So when Krishna says Tesham Satata Yuktanam Bhajatam Priti Purvakam Dadami Buddhi Yogam Tam, this indicates that Krishna is prepared to give bhakti yoga to everyone, but one must be capable of receiving it. That is the secret. Thus, when a person exhibits wonderful devotional activities, a thoughtful man understands that Krishna has been more favorable to these devotees. This is not difficult to understand. But envious persons do not accept that Krishna has bestowed his favor upon a particular devotee in accordance with his advanced position. Such foolish persons become envious and try to minimize an advanced devotee's activities. That is not Vaishnavism. A Vaishnava should appreciate the service rendered to Lord by other Vaishnavas. Therefore, a Vaishnava is described in Srimad Bhagavatam as Nirmatsara, non-envious. So, I remember a pastime in which Prabhupada, he was addressing the devotees. So, one of the devotees, his child, asked Prabhupada, "Why, Prabhupada, you are all giving all your mercy to Tamal?" So everyone laughed, including Prabhupada. So Prabhupada said, "I am giving my mercy to everyone, but it's only that he is greedy and picking it up all. It's all of you can also do it." So yeah, we have to have that lavalyam to try to understand what will please the spiritual master at this point of time and do accordingly. So we have to be in the present. We have to know what is the best thing. So yes, we have to invest all our time. We are in this, all of Prabhupada's temple is Vrindavan, and we have to just tune into Vrindavan vibrations. And Vrindavan vibrations means, you know, everyone is connected to Krishna. Everyone wants to, all of us have connected to ISKCON, connected to Srila Prabhupada ultimately to establish connection with Krishna. But how to connect with Krishna, Prabhupada has given in his teachings to have attachment to the land of Vrindavan, Guru Goshthe Goshthyalayeshu, that is to have attachment to Krishna's place where he performed all these pastimes, to the devotees, to the advanced devotees, to the mediocre devotees, to the neophyte devotees. So there is different scales of attachment, but there is attachment with all kinds of devotees. And then to the Mahamantra, the chanting of the Hare Krishna Mahamantra, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And also then what will happen is, then we will be able to realize, if we do all these things, with a sincere heart, we'll also be able to realize what will please the spiritual master. So yes, it is very clear. Prabhupada has told in his final last 1 year, Prabhupada was stressing so much that he wants his followers to establish Varnashrama, and it has always been something, you know, like it's not very clear how to establish Varnashrama, or it's always a thing that is talked of but very less understood. So how we can understand this instruction and execute this instruction? The pathway is we sincerely follow the process, and then we can contribute in fulfilling the desire of Srila Prabhupada. And when we do that, and when we do that small part from our side, then that will be the success of our own life. So saying this, I'll end today's class. Grantharaj Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. Jaya.